I've been hauling a bunch of little boys and young men, some teenagers, back and forth every night. I had six or seven little, I mean, if you went out here, you picked up the meanest kids here, I brought them. I'll guarantee you, nobody, ain't one of our bus kids to be no rougher than these characters I've been bringing every night. And little boys. Last night, every one of them got saved. Everyone, and they're all up here. Don't get too happy too quick. I think one of them lost it before they got up here with food. They didn't hold out faithful to the end. They held out faithful till the service was over. And as they said, they went up there and said, "We got saved, we get a free hamburger." And implied that I said everybody who got saved got a free hamburger. And the ladies give them a free hamburger. It worked, but the little cons went up there. But it was funny, on the way home, there was a little boy named Tony. He's about that tall. Well, and then Weston, my nephew. So in the car, I tried to get him to sing. And there was Zach and Patrick. Where y'all at? Y'all in here? They had to go. Zach and Patrick and Bertha. She was the only girl, and there was about six little boys. And they was tearing the walls down in my 4Runner, and I said, "Leave that stuff alone. Y'all behave. God, can't y'all leave nothing alone?" And they wouldn't leave my, they'd get my bullhorn, and they was getting my, you know, you can say what you want to. There's a difference in a bunch of little girls and a bunch of little boys.
Yeah,
boys are full of the devil.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Girls are sweet till they get a certain age, then they all get full of the devil. But anyway, I said, "Boys, can't y'all leave nothing alone? Good night." And so I decided we'd sing. I said, "All right, let's sing this blessed old book that I hold in my hand." They're just talking, picking up. They said, "We don't know it." And I said, "We've been singing it at church, y'all, tonight. It's true from beginning to end." That didn't work. I said, "Let's try this one. I have been blessed." And some of them, you know, I can't even get that far off tune on purpose. As far off as you have to try to be that off. And they was trying to sing. And it wasn't right, and I said, "Oh, Lord." So I put a tape in my tape player. I said, "I'll make them listen to some preaching." And it was Dr. Ruckman teaching on evolution. These boys is this high. And he said, "And so we see the psychiatrist from the University of Alabama, you know, like it, okay." And these guys, and one of them said something. One of them, Weston, said something. He said, he started talking, and little Tony rebuked him. He said, "Shut up, Weston, and listen to the Word of God." I said, "Woo! Maybe they did get a little something out. Maybe they did get a little something. Shut up, Weston, and listen to the Word of God." I like that kind of atmosphere. Amen. All right. We all understand this morning that there is a force after these kids. I think a lot of people don't get that. There is literally a force, a second highest power in the universe is after our boys and girls. And they are, it's especially after these bus kids. When the devil sees a broken marriage, I used the term broken home a while ago, really that's not correct. It's a broken marriage. You can still have a home even though there's been a broken marriage. Amen? You can still have a home. Don't have to be a broken home, even though the marriage is broken. But when the devil sees a broken marriage, he says, "There's one I can get easy." It'd be just like leaving your kid alone in a big crowd of people, and those predators would just prey on one by itself. They say when sheep used to come out, be a big flock of sheep feeding over here, and one sheep would just sort of wander off over here, picking little grass and picking little grass and picking little grass. And over there's the bunch. The wolf's over here hiding in the weeds. You know which one he's going to get. That little sheep that's by itself over here. And that's what he's doing to our kids. I know that I don't usually even preach on Sunday morning at youth rally, and I'm just going to talk just for a couple few more minutes, and then we're going to let you go. Somebody said, I don't see how you can even talk at all after this weekend, but Lord bless me with a big mouth. But these little sheep, they wonder. Now look at Matthew chapter 2 this morning and verse number 18. Matthew chapter 2, verse 18. In Ramah, there was a voice heard. Lamentation, that's crying and weeping. And great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children. And would not be comforted because they are not. Now I want to preach just for a few minutes on who's destroying our children. 500,000 children every year in this country are lost, stolen, or murdered. 500,000 a year in this country. That grown people would abuse, molest, brutalize, assault, rape, and torture little kids too young to defend themselves is almost beyond belief. I'm going to tell you something, people. This stuff about this child molestation stuff has absolutely got out of control.
That's right.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
That's right.
They say there's over 100,000 child pornography sites on the internet. 100,000. Some time ago, the police raided this place down in Texas or somewhere. They found kids where these perverts had these children. They found them as young as 18 months. And the policemen were crying. 30,000 people were on the list that belonged to that club. 30,000 businessmen. People that you'd think looked like a congressman or a senator in a suit with a briefcase and travel from city to city every week and have kids brought to the motel. Now, to me and you, we think, Lord, that can't be true. But it is true. And it is happening.
Yeah.
And our country is eat up with it.
Yeah.
That's why we run buses. That's why we have youth rallies.
Yeah.
Now, listen, brother. A person gets out here and gets drunk and parties and commits adultery. That's all wicked and that's all bad. But all them people are consenting. When you take little kids against their will and force them out, brother, you've done moved into another realm of sin that it's just hard for a human to understand how that could happen. And I'm going to tell you something. Children in America are suffering physical pain and emotional and sexual at the hands of the people that should be showing them love. 4,000 parents a day call the hotline and say, I can't find my child. 4,000 a day. It's scary. It's a scary time. You can't turn your back and leave your kids. I told, when they went to Disney World the other day, I said, Carrie, don't take your eyes off. Because you know how hers are. Just like that right there. It's like they would have inherited some of my calmness. And could be still. But I said, don't you take your eyes off of them little kids. Little brats. I said, bust them. And an investigator from 2020 just said, they're like garbage. Raped. Killed. Their little bodies thrown in plastic bags. On trash trucks, dumps, thrown into rivers. Some are on the roadside like an empty beer can. Right up here in Nebo, found one a few years ago. Somebody went by and they heard a little cry and thought it was a puppy in the weeds. It was a baby. It was a baby. The girl over here in Asheville not long ago went to the circus or whatever that was, carnival, over there at the thing, expo, whatever that building is, down there in Spartanburg. The men came in to clean up the restrooms. They looked, and there was a newborn baby in the toilet, alive, in the toilet. She went in there, had that baby, threw it in that toilet, and walked out to enjoy the rest of the carnival. They got it and saved it. As far as I know, it's still alive. It's in the hospital down there in Greenville. Abandoned children. Hard times are causing parents to give up. One in Houston left four kids in the emergency room at a hospital with a note tied to one of them's shirt that said, "Mama can't take care of us." How sad that is. And that's a pitiful thing. But I tell you, I got more respect for a mother that'll do that than one that'll just kill it or throw it in a dumpster somewhere. She knew she couldn't take care of it and took it to a hospital where somebody would. I don't ever remember when I was growing up us being told or warned or anything about child molest. I don't ever remember that even. I don't ever remember anybody even talking about that. You know what they do now? They show them videos in school and train them how to keep themselves away from strange men or women who prey on them in parks and in school parking lots. Brother, our day, we've gone past the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. We've gone beyond that. Our nation is wicked to the core. And we've got to reach out. There, the devil's trying to destroy our kids. That's why we run our buses. And knock on the door. It would shock you. It would shock you if we knew the story of some of our little bus kids. You know how I know that? They say 90% of child molesters never spend one day in prison. 90%. And most of it never even gets found out. You may think I'm wrong by saying this morning, but if you're a child here this morning and you're a little boy, a little girl, and somebody's being mean to you and they're doing stuff that they ain't supposed to do, you go tell somebody. Tell your teacher at school and tell somebody. Don't you be afraid to tell. You tell somebody. Put that devil in jail where it ought to be. Little kids are chained to bedposts, locked in steamy attics, all left there all day with no water or food. Chained to the water heater in the basement. But Mama said she can't afford a babysitter. I got a picture, a little girl at home. I used to take it and show it up on the screen in a basement, and she got a chain around her arms and feet, and she's chained to the water heater. And her mama left her there every day and went to work. Left her there every day. You wouldn't do a dog worse than you'd do a dog. Chained her hands so she couldn't grab nothing and chained her feet. And that's how she looked like a little wild animal, that little kid did. Parents who would not think of this kind of abuse abused their children by giving them every little material thing they want and never telling their child no. Parents who turn their kids loose at school or set them out at the movies or the mall on Saturday night and just let them run wild with whoever, whenever, how, are guilty in some way of some form of child abuse. Parents who take their kids to churches where they're not even told what a sin is and don't know the plan of salvation just because the parents are uppity in the community and are big shots and they get points or political ladder because all the big shots go to that dead church are guilty of child abuse. You're going to stand before God one day and give an account of the church you took your children to. Listen, you might get criticized for bringing your kids to Shining Light Baptist Church. Somebody might say, "Well, I wouldn't go to that church. I wouldn't walk across the street here, Danny Castle." But I'll tell you what, when you stand before God, you'll be glad that you brought your kids to a church where they heard the truth. And they're going to hear it here. Somebody said, well, I had a man tell me one time, he said, well, I'm running for office, and I don't want to be identified with that. I thought, you're just a chicken that won't take a stand for
that's the truth.
Right. Because you'd rather be politically correct than right with God.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you something. You can't be politically correct and right with God.
That's right.
You can't be biblically correct and politically correct. They're opposites.
That's right.
Parents who expect the church to do what they're supposed to do are guilty of child neglect. You say, well, I take them to church. It ain't the church's job. You can't show me in that Bible where it's the church's job to train their children. It's your job.
That's right.
And my job.
Amen.
Now, thank God we got Sunday school. We got junior church. We take them on youth trips. The church ought to do everything we can. Thank God, brother. Listen, some of them's got something this weekend. Some of them's got something. These up here on the front row back here, God's done something for it. But I'm going to tell you something this morning. If they don't get it from mama and daddy at home, we're about wasting our time trying to help them at church. They got to get it. They got to get it. Parents who allow their kids to watch anything or listen to anything. Ain't none of my business. I ain't trying to tell you how to raise your kids. But kids don't need to go around all the time with them wires sticking in their head. And wire. You're going to drive yourself crazy. And especially at church.
Yeah, go ahead.
You addict.
Yeah.
Can't you go 30 minutes without a fix of the drug or that old nasty African beat? I'm going to tell you something this morning. We are losing a generation of kids. Every time I turn around, it's another husband and wife separate. I hear it all the time. Well, preacher, all we do is fuss and fight. And I say it's not best for the kids. And boy, they said, well, it's best for our kids for us to separate than us fuss and fight all the time. I hear that all the time. That's an excuse. That's what that is.
Yeah.
That is an excuse.
Right,
that is
right.
An excuse. Saying, here's a way we can separate and we'll have a legitimate excuse. No, they forgot there's another option.
Yeah.
They said it's better for our kids for us to split up than to fuss and fight all the time. There's another option.
Yeah.
Don't fuss and fight all the time.
Right. Amen.
I know that's easier said than done, especially if you live with a witch or an old mean grouch of a man. But if you don't fuss back, it's got to stop sooner or later. Turn them over to God. You say, Brother Danny, I really want to live for the Lord, but my husband's full of the devil. My wife's full of the devil. She won't live right. He won't live right. What should I do? You live right and do right and stay in there for God, and you let God handle them. You let the Lord handle them.
That's it.
I'm about through here. In Florida, the paper put out a story. Teenage girl was forced to work at a strip club by her mother. Her mother saw her daughter was a pretty girl, made her dance underage for money. The girl took it for a while, put a pistol in her mouth, and blew her brains out. The teenage girl. The mother was charged, and should have been, with child abuse. That's a high scale, but that same thing happens much all the time on a lower scale of women using their kids to get what they want. Sick, sick, sick. It's sick. Missing kids are being used like pieces of merchandise, sold. And these are not just these old greasy, ugly, humpback men that you used to consider a child molester. These are parents, club leaders, scout leaders, preachers, religious instructors, funeral home directors. One psychologist in Virginia had been a psychologist counseling kids for 20 years. He was molesting the young boys as a psychologist in Virginia. Ladies and gentlemen, the only hope we've got is meetings just like what we're having here this weekend. The preacher was here last night, Brother Jason Kiefer, when I was in Florida. I've told you this over and over. It just will not get out of my head. I was down there preaching. He said, Brother Danny, there's trailer park right down there, trailer park right down there. He said, we went on internet, check. He said, there's 16 registered sex offenders in them two trailer parks where we get our kids. 16 that we know of in two trailer parks that we know of. And I'm going to tell you what we need to do this morning is we need to regroup and get a grip and say, God, I'm going to help. I sort of got aggravated at them little old boys last night. And I said, boys, I'm going to knock a knot on your head. And then I got to thinking, you don't know what them boys have seen, what they've been through, what kind of stuff they've been exposed to. They're only acting out what they've seen at home and how they live. And it ain't all their fault. God have mercy on us. God have mercy on us. Instead of saying, they're a little stupid little thing, why the, I don't even want to blame them. They're a soul that Jesus died for. And I tell you what, they're precious in His sight. You want to get God on the wrong side of you? You just offend or be mean to a little kid. He takes up for people. God takes up for people who can't defend themselves. And I'm going to tell you this morning, we need a burden. Miss Desi, come on. Brother Jason, come on. We need a new, fresh burden. We got service tonight. We got bus meeting Saturday. We're going visiting Saturday. It's May, folks. It's time to go. We got Mother's Day next Sunday. You could get somebody to come to church that you would never come to church. I wonder how many people here this morning. You've seen hundreds of young people up here this weekend, and you just say, Brother Danny, I'm going to do something. I have to work on Saturday, but I can hug one of them and tell them I love them. I can buy them some cotton candy, or I'll buy them a hot, I'll do something because our kids are being destroyed. Let's stand. Father, please help us this morning.